My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Season 2 of the Black Tech Green Money podcast is brought to you by Lexus. With connected tech, Lexus Safety System Plus 2.5, and luxuriously appointed cabin, the new Lexus IS is all in on style and performance. See how when you experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Afrotech 2019, Oakland, California. Angelica Nwandu, founder and CEO at The Shade Room, is on stage with Blavity editor Lily Workner discussing how content creators and social media mavens should think about how to maximize their influence and brand awareness, as well as owning and monetizing their content.
I mean, I get different feedback and advice. Some people say, focus on what works for you. You know what I mean? If you have a business and you have a website and you have an Instagram and you have a YouTube and you can't figure out how to get off of YouTube, you can't figure out what to do with the website, but Instagram is rolling, focus on what's hitting, you know, what's working for you and then build out. And so that's kind of what we've done. And so now that we're at this place where we're like, hey, we have Shade Room teams at 1.1. Those teams are crazy. Y'all got to go to that page. We have, you know, the Shade Room and, you know, our website, we've built it backwards. You know what I mean? So the website came after the Instagram and we've been building. It gets millions of page views and unique users there. But the goal is to just build that connection with our audience through text message services, through different platforms. I think that in the music industry, everybody's like, don't sign with the label. Don't sign with the label. Like, be independent and things like that. And so now that we are independent, now that there's a lot of businesses coming off of social media, how do we own that audience without, you know, Instagram being able to take it away? You know what I mean? And I think that we need more people to come up in that industry and create. Like, I was reading a tweet that said, what if there was a black company that got behind all of the viral talent that we have and just gave them merch, you know, opportunities and all these things to kind of monetize? You see JoJo Siwa, you know what I mean? Like, she had that infrastructure behind her to be able to, you know, monetize that virality. And so I think that we have so many opportunities where we are the internet, low-key. Like, we push Absolutely. The internet, we drive the internet. So who's gonna step up and kind of help our talent, our companies, our, you know what I mean, to be able to own their audience and to be able to scale and move forward.
I'm Will Lucas, and this is Black Tech, Green Money. I'm going to introduce you to some of the biggest names, some of the brightest minds, and brilliant ideas. If you're black in building or simply using tech to secure your bag, this podcast is for you. Gilly the King and Wallow 267 are the hosts of the $1 million Worth of Game podcast, which is described as the perfect blend of discussing music, real life issues, personal experiences, honest advice, and comedy. In the previous life, Gilly was a rapper and songwriter alongside Lil Wayne. Wallow 267, for his part, spent 20 years in jail before becoming a social media phenom. After only about a year producing shows, they signed with Barstool Sports for a reported $3 million, maybe more. I asked Gilly and Wallow about how, of all the talented people who go ham on IG, they found a way to break from the pack, create a business, and sign lucrative deals.
You know what, when we first got information about the podcast game, we had somebody schooling this, Maurice Correct. He used to play for Ohio State. I don't know if you know who he was.
Ohio State.
I said, he's a brother to ours. And he was telling us about it so much, right? But we ain't just jumped right up on it. We did some research. We, you know, seen some things and just waited. And when the moment was right, we just hit. It wasn't about just jumping out. Oh, because everybody got a podcast. Let me have a podcast. No, we had to learn about what a podcast was. So it was about, you know, a lot of times people just think you could just, they see everybody doing something, to see something move with somebody else, and they immediately jump without being strategic about their approach. We was more strategic and just trying to find out, what is a podcast? Okay, this is what they got. They making this much money. Oh, this, all right, we're going to do it. And then when we was ready to do it, our supporters, you know, they went with us. Because it's hard. This is what people don't understand. You know, a person that they, oh, I got this many followers, I got this. Listen, it depends on why do your followers follow you. Do they follow you to laugh? Do they follow you for advice? Do they follow you for fashion tips? Do they follow you because you cook? Certain, like, you know.
Do they follow you because you got fat ass and your titties all up on the fence?
All that stuff.
Trying to hop the gate.
Right.
So you got to understand.
Because if they follow you for your ass and tits and they don't follow you from your wit for your wits, we don't give a fuck about your podcast.
They ain't going
to
care.
They ain't going to go over there and listen to your podcast because we don't follow you for your wits. We follow you for your ass and tits. So please put up a picture in your panties. We don't want to hear about your podcast.
Yes, yeah.
Please throw a picture of you in your panties. That's why 2 million motherfuckers follow you. Not because we don't even care if you talk. But then motherfuckers feel like, oh, I got 2 million followers and I put out a t-shirt. Don't nobody support me. They support your ass. That's why they here. So
a lot of people don't understand that. And it's like, just because you got numbers, that don't mean they're going, do the people genuinely mess with you? The thing about me and Gil is we have a human connection with our audience. It's not about they're not messing with us because we drive these cars, we wear all this jewelry, we flash all this money. They messing with us because they can relate to me and Gil as they can relate to their uncle, their cousin, their brother, their friend. You see what I'm saying? They pop. So it's more relatable where people can connect with that, you know, and we just being us every day in a world where everybody is trying to be illusion. I mean, so, you know.
Yeah, I like that. Gilly, I was listening to episode 76, I think it was, How to Build Your Brand. And you talked about how to take criticism. And so many people don't know how to take criticism in this world. And especially like in this world of technology, when you're pitching, you know, VCs or you're pitching customers to use your product or you're pitching VCs to fund your idea, you're constantly being criticized on your stuff. How do you know when to take that criticism and adjust, or just realize that person may not be the one to get it?
I mean, at the end of the day, if somebody is listening to you with closed ears, no matter how golden the advice you give them is, they ain't gonna take it because their ears closed. They already closed the doors on their ears, so they ain't really trying to hear what you got to say. If a person is saying, okay, I'm listening to what you're saying. Let me listen. Because a lot of times people will sit there and they'll be quiet, but they not listening. As you talking, they thinking of a rebuttal.
Yeah.
So that's not truly listening to somebody. Because a lot of times when you get done talking, it'd be 0.3 seconds, you done stop talking and they talking. Yeah, but what I want to say is, okay, so you weren't listening because you didn't even get a chance.
You just waiting to respond.
So if a person is truly listening to you and you giving them some good advice, mm-hmm. they gonna take it in. Damn, you know what? Yeah, you right. I like that. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. But if they got the doors closed to their ears, they ain't trying to hear nothing. So, you know.
Like I did a post today about no university. There's different perspectives to this. No university was the university for me when I came home. And it was the no's that I was getting, but seeing, I didn't receive the no's based off of this, the emotion. I received the no's off of this. So when a no would come and I ain't understand, they say, Wallo, come meet with me. I go meet with somebody and I come in and they bring the other person in that can really make the decision. And they go back out the room and come back, no, this another time. I'm like, damn, well, what happened? Why? They'd be like, Wallo, you came to the meeting. You ain't had no proposal deck. You ain't had no sponsorship deck. You ain't had nothing. You ain't had no numbers. You ain't had why do people deal with you? Why we should deal with you? Why you can help the people deal with us? You ain't had no connect. You ain't had nothing. You ain't had no paper. You ain't had nothing. No proof of concept. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, what I need? Listen, give me, you got an email, Wallo? Yeah, all right. I'm going to send you exactly what we be looking for and what, how it look, how it sponsorship deck look, how proposal look, how this thing. Oh, okay, how once you look. And when that stuff happened, the whole game changed for me. You know what I mean? But I was able to listen to that no with this and not this. Because people get offended and they take it extremely personal and they walk away with the I'm going to pay them back. I'm going to show them right. And that messed everything up. Because now your moods is emotional based and emotions cloud reactions. So you can't even operate right because everything is based off of watch, revenge. I'm going to show them. No, you better show you. But so many people could tell you, you know, could you elaborate on that? No. If you don't mind, could you tell me? And they'll tell you why. You know, so even with the venture capitalists, you ask somebody to give you millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And something that you created. You know what I mean? And just like people can tell, you know, some people might don't get it. They might be like, well, it ain't my thing. I'm really not versed in what you bringing. And I don't know the people. And I have to set up infrastructure and your idea and the design or whatever the approach you're coming in order to materialize this or even get some traction on it. So I'm cool. So now you're like, oh, all right, cool. I get that. You know, so it's all about, is you receiving the know with your heart or is you receiving the know with your mind?
What is it that most people don't understand about content creation and making money? Because I would imagine that you guys probably came into, you had something you wanted to say and the money followed that versus you saying, well, how can we go make some money? I would imagine.
Yeah, they don't understand this. They overthink too much. And they look at somebody else's stuff and say, I'm going to emulate that to make money, to make the moves that they make. You don't know what was in their mind or their heart or how they came up with what they doing. Us, we just cut the camera on and we just being us. So it's a big difference for us. That's why our content is so organic because it's just us. We ain't got to look at, oh, we gonna be like them. No, we ain't being like nobody else in out here. We don't care about that. We not leave, and that's be the problem. Everybody be sitting there looking at how other people win and say, I'm gonna pattern my stuff exactly off of them in order to win, and they ain't how it go.
Now, I like that you said that because Gilly, there's this phrase that we use in technology. Well, we try not to use it, but there's this phrase that's called being a culture fit, and so many technology companies hire people based on their ability to fit inside the culture that's already established inside that company. And I would love for you to answer this, Gilly, because I think about what you guys did, to Wallo's point, just being yourselves, is how do we miss out on opportunities when we devalue ourselves by leaving our full selves outside of this industry?
I mean, number one, you got to believe in what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. So if you being innovative and you being creative and you know in your mind that this is what I feel is going to be the next shit, you got to roll with that. I would never devalue myself for nothing. You feel what I'm saying? I know what I'm worth. Even back when I was doing record deals, you feel me? I flew down to Suave House, you know, Tony Draper, you know, the realest CEO that I ever met in my life. Shout out to Tony Draper. But he tried to do the CEO wine and dine rapper shit to me. We got down there, we pull up to the gate. I never seen no house like this in my life. Fucking gates open up. He got the Range Rover, the Viper with the zip up windows, the Benz, the Bentleys, all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? I go in the crib. We bust, don't talk no business. I'm down there 2 whole days. I'm meeting superstars. I'm playing 2-on-2 against Jagged Edge. And you, I'm a nigga straight from North Philly.
Yeah.
Eyes wide like this. The artist pulling up. His artist pulling up that's already on. 8 Ball pull up. He in the big body, 500 fans. MJG pull up. He in the old school. I'm like, God damn, these niggas doing it. Next day, 8 Ball pull up. He in something different. I'm like, damn. When it was time to talk that business, though, wasn't no devaluing going on. This is what I want. He said, I ain't never gave a deal out that big in my life. I said, well, it was nice meeting you, Drake, but I'm going back to Philly. And he said, you know what? I like that. I like that. You got that. So it was just me believing in myself. You feel what I'm saying? And believing it, because sometimes you get around these companies and a motherfucker been in play longer than you and they had you doubting yourself.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's supposed to go like that because, bitch, you've been doing the same shit since 81. It's time to change. You feel what I'm saying? That's why the A&Rs ain't relevant no more. The A&Rs at the labels. They used to be the most important nigga you had to get in contact with. Now, all they do is go on Instagram and look for a nigga that already got traction. Back in the 90s, it wasn't none of that. They had to actually sit there, listen to your shit, and be like,
this will go.
Let's sign this kid. Now, it don't matter what you sound like. Yeah. It don't matter what you sound like. You got some traction. The kids like them. Fuck it. Bring them in. So, it's all about believing in yourself, man. And understanding that nobody is going to see your vision like you. When I started doing $1 million worth of game and I told my homies, I was like, yo, I'm about to start giving some game out to the youth. And then at the end, I'm going to be like, right. Them niggas was like, I don't see. I would have to see it. You know, I don't really get what you're saying, you know, but I'm talking to some niggas whose vision ain't as clear as mine. These niggas' vision's always been cloudy. So why should I expect for y'all to understand what the fuck I'm saying? You know what? Y'all gonna get it after I do it. Let me give y'all $1 million worth of game real quick. To all the youngins out there, man, stop chasing women and chase money, man. Because when you got money, women chase you. And trust me, you're gonna be slow. They gonna catch you. Right? Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah, that was some slick shit right there. So they didn't see my vision, but I could have easily been deterred when them niggas was like, oh no, I could have been like, this shit might not work. Yeah. No. All right, y'all gonna see what I get done.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G in-home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Woo!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast.
Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
Season 2 of the Black Tech Green Money podcast is brought to you by Lexus, makers of the new Lexus IS. A luxury sports sedan that's all in on style, all in on performance, all in one package. Check out the new Lexus IS and experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Many people work to grow their social media followings and hope they can achieve success both financially and some level of fame. Many people bang their heads against the wall wondering why they haven't become a trending topic. What are so many of us doing wrong when we're trying to build an audience on IG or TikTok? How do we know if we're on the right track? Wallow267 speaks on it.
No, the problem is they keep using everybody else as a measuring stick. And they keep putting this, date on it, this date of success of where they think it's supposed to happen. I only been out of prison 44 months out of 20 years. I went in every single day. Every day I was coming down your timeline. Three times a day I went, and people thought I was crazy. See, people don't got enough heart to be crazy, to accept that crazy. And I'm not saying mentally, emotionally accept it, but to accept the crazy from the onlookers and say, bet, I got time. Because crazy means you got time. When they say you crazy, that means they not even trying to do what you're doing. That's the thing. See, a lot of people say they got fire content, but you got content that's emulating some stuff you already seen. You ain't just doing your thing.
And a lot of people say they got fire content, but that's what you say.
Not the people.
The people ain't say that.
No proof of concept.
Oh, my shit fire. Nigga, you sound like a rapper. I'm the hottest rapper in the city. I'm the hottest rapper in the city. How you the hottest rapper in the city and you never saw the titty?
Think about that.
Tell me. Because when you the hottest rapper in the city, chicks run up. And they say, oh, my God, can you sign this? I ain't watching, never watching this titty ever again. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Meek Mill signed my titty. Ah! How you the hottest rapper in the city? You never signed a titty. It don't make no sense. So all these people should be, oh, I got the hottest shit. My content to fire. Nigga, if your content was that hot, you wouldn't have to tell us. The people would tell us. Mm.
Man, that's so applicable to so many things. To so many things. When you think about young people, because you guys speak a lot to young people. I mean, you talk about on your podcast that you're talking to young people every day, right? And so how do you change the minds of young people to see their devices, their phones, their computers, their iPads as portals for business versus just something to play video games with and entertainment? How do you change their minds?
I show them. See, you can talk. See, one thing about it, especially us Black people, we first listen with our eyes, then we listen with our ears. I show them. I'm out of prison 44 months. Y'all see me get busy with this. I ain't had no camera crew. I ain't had nothing. I got busy with this. You seen it. So all that rap is cool, but everybody rapping to them. Everybody got something to say to them. Everybody got some advice. I'm going to show you. Action is king.
Gilly, I don't remember which episode you were talking about this on, but you were talking about how there's so many musicians who can't get to the bag right now because of COVID. If you were advising content creators, musicians, etc., on who can't get outside, their money slowed up, how do you find innovative ways to make money in this kind of environment?
I mean, me personally, I'm doing the online streaming shit. You know what I mean? Because if I got 1 million fans, it ain't gonna cost me nothing to set up some shit at my house. It's not gonna cost me nothing to set up some cameras at my motherfucking house. It's not gonna cost me nothing to set up a website at my house. Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm going live for all my fans. Matter of fact,
I'm on my own show in my house.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna be at my house. I'm gonna be chilling. Listen, I'm doing my own show. It's gonna be 3 hours. I'ma have some niggas pull up to while I'm doing it too. So you never know who gonna be on that joint. You know what I mean? Oh, the day of, I'm dropping a motherfucking commercial on my page. Yo, yo, this Drizzy, what's up, man? Am I pulling up to the crib or what? Yo, yo, this such and such. Am I pulling up to the crib? Yo, this Dirk, nigga, you got the concert tonight at the crib. Am I pulling up or what? If I'm an artist, that's on, that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to go ahead and do about 40, 60, 80, 100, 200, 300,000 streams, and I'm gonna make the bag from home. You know what I mean? And I'm just gonna be, you know, because I already got followers. I already got motherfuckers who wanna see me perform. Matter of fact, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna doing this shit twice a month.
You see what Jim Jones did with Quarantine Radio, Quarantine Studios.
Season 2 of the Black Tech Green Money podcast is brought to you by Lexus, who goes all in to craft a perfect package of style and performance with the new Lexus IS. A well-appointed cabin and available track-tuned V6 help make the new IS the luxury sports sedan. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
All right, I'm going to throw three of your podcast titles at you, and I would love for you guys kind of give me what was behind these. Attention is bigger than money.
Well, it's about this. Everything is about the data and anything. Everything is about how long can we keep your attention. On YouTube, Instagram, it's about keeping your attention so we got enough time to slide these advertisements in. That's all it's about. It's about attention. It's data. To be able to, that's what the data is about. They can know how long you're going to watch something. So they know what to send to you. They want your attention. That's what I mean. Like that attention is that. That's
for me, what I'm attention, about. Attention is, what was the name of the podcast? Attention is bigger than money?
Yeah.
Well, to me, it means something totally different. It means that these niggas out here don't want no money. They just want to be famous. Mm-hmm. That's all they want is attention. They don't want nothing in life. You got a bunch of motherfuckers out here that want to be famous. They don't want no income behind it. They want to be famous. And you got motherfuckers out here with actual real liquid money, liquid cash. Motherfucking bank account on God damn, and they want to be famous.
Yep.
They already got everything the famous motherfuckers got, but they just not known, so they want to be famous. So that's what it means to me, is the attention is bigger than money, meaning motherfuckers out here don't want money, man. They want fame, man.
So they rather look like they doing it than to put in the work to actually do it.
Everybody want to be known. They don't want to be owned. They want to be known. It's a difference.
Another one, two or three, don't compete with me, eat with me.
No, everybody want to try to compete with you instead of trying to figure out a way to get some money with you. They want to see you as competition. And you got people that's your competition that you don't even know exist. You never met you.
They sit back and compete. That nigga, yeah.
Yeah, they sit and compete with you and they could try to figure out a way to bring value to you.
And especially in the urban community, you know what I'm saying? So like, don't compete with me. Eat with me. Let's get some money together. You know what I mean? Don't shoot a nigga. Salute a nigga, man.
Mm-hmm.
What you think is behind that? Why won't we work together?
Because everybody mentality when they coming from the bottom is when I get on, I'ma shit on niggas.
So everybody trying to get on?
Not I'ma get on and I'ma help another nigga get on. That's just never been niggas coming from the ghetto mentality. Niggas coming from the ghetto mentality is like paid in full. When a nigga get that new car, he come through the block, he like this, yeah. Yeah, I'm up now, I'm that nigga. Yeah, y'all see me shitting on niggas, yeah, yeah. That's niggas mentality when you coming out the hood, man, when you coming from the urban standpoint of life. It's not I wanna help somebody. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta change that mentality.
All right, last one. Comparison is the thief of joy.
We so many episodes in, but just having that title, comparison is the thief of joy. It's like everybody on Instagram and social media is comparing themselves to each other. So they truly can't be happy. Because you comparing your life to this person over here who really ain't got it going on. Honey, always take all the trips. Yeah, because she basically selling pussy. They fly out. They put in. Why you think nobody's ever in the fucking pictures with her but her? But you got young, even young girls get caught up looking at these girls who they think is living a life, and they really ain't living a life. So you get caught up comparing your life to another person's life, and you can't even really see the real joy in your life because you worrying about what everybody else is doing.
It's really their highlight reel. You don't really see the rest of it.
Absolutely. And people get caught up just looking at the ups and not the downs. Nobody life is just on the upside, man. Everybody got ups and downs. And people never show you the downs on Instagram. They never show you the downs on Twitter, the downs on Facebook. They only show you the ups. That's what people, so comparison, and it steals your joy. You feel what I'm saying? Because you don't allow yourself to be who you truly are. See, we don't give a fuck about nobody else, what trips they taking, what they doing over there, how much money they got over there. What inspire us? That Joe Rogan got $100 million a year. That's the type of shit that we was like, damn, Joe's the legend. Maybe one day we could get $100 million a year to do what we love. But ain't no envy come with that. It's all excitement. It's all joy. It's all understanding that he just set a platform for everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's what people got to learn how to do, man. Find joy within what you do, man, and be happy with yourself, man. And stop worrying about what anybody else is doing, man. Because no matter what else anybody else is doing out here, when me and Wallow look down like this, our pocket prints is still the same, man. The bank account is still the same. What you doing did not add no zeros or did not take nothing away from my bank account or my pocket print. So I can give a fuck less about what anybody is doing. Just do us. Set our goals and do us. Yep.
Tech Green Money is a production of Blavity Afrotech. It's produced by Morgan DeBarn and me, Will Lucas, with additional production support by Love Beach and Raven Earbor. Special thank you to Micah Davis and Sakara Savanyan, you know, like the wine. Yes, that's his real name. Learn more about my guests and other tech disruptors and innovators at Afrotech.com. Go get your money. Peace and love.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.